Good morning, Tom Brady.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
How you
morning,
doing?
Tom. How are you?
Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
I feel so bad that we have to wake you up at this time. you yawned at us last week. I feel like you're going to do it again.
I was a little, today came a little quick, so.
You sound a little happier. You sound a little happier than last week.
I know. I try to beat the kids up, so. They're up at about 7, so I try to beat them a little bit.
12-4, the regular season is over. As you said yesterday, an early Christmas present or a late Christmas present. A pretty successful season for you guys.
Well, yeah, and I think you know, we've definitely made some improvements over the course of the year, which, you know, we always hope to do. You know, we were sitting at 1-2-3, not looking very good or feeling very good about where we're at, and to finish 12-4 is pretty good considering where we started. So, and the four games we lost were all real competitive games. So, you know, if we can just keep getting better and continue to improve, you know, we're as competitive as any team left. So I think that gives us a lot of confidence here moving into the playoffs.
Tom, is that human nature yesterday at the end of the game? Do you take a minute, especially with a bye week, to look back at the year, to sort of examine the losses? Are you not completely turning the page yet, or have you done that after a night's sleep?
Well, I think, you know, this week, you know, is going to be about us getting better. So, you know, we really don't know our opponent yet. So as we go into the week, you know, there's no one to really focus on, you know, but who we really can focus on, and the most important team to focus on, is ourselves. And, you know, to understand why we've won certain games, to understand why we've lost certain games is going to be critically important to, you know, our success here, you know, in a couple weeks. So, you know, we're heading in today to get back to work and to see if we can make some improvements, you know, just to identify problem areas and get better at them. That's what we're trying to do.
Tom, when you guys took the field yesterday, did you know what had happened in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think most of the guys knew. You know, I think some guys were falling a little bit as the game went on, but, you know, Coach Belichick made a great point to all of us. He said, look, you know, there's nobody that can help our position other than us. And, you know, why don't we just focus our attention on going out and winning a game, and whatever happens, happens. So, you know, if had the Colts not won yesterday and Houston won, I think we'd approach the game the same way and tried to go out there and execute really well, and, you know, I think that's what's most important. I think that was the gratifying part, that, you know, guys were really mentally into it, and you know, it was a cold night, it was a windy night, you know, but the guys really hung in there and played hard the entire game.
And you've talked about the execution factor the last couple of weeks and the loss to San Francisco and the performance against Jacksonville. How pleased were you with the execution, which also I think translates to focus as well, during yesterday's win?
It was better. It was better yesterday, and it's got to be better going forward. So, you know, some guys, you know, Rob was just out there really for the first time in whatever, a month or so. You know, everybody really contributed, which was great for our offense, and hopefully we can use this next week to everyone's advantage by getting some rest and, you know, healing up the little bumps and bruises over the course of a year, and so we can be at our best when we need it the most.
Tom, talk about Gronk being back yesterday. He played, I guess, a little less than a third of your snaps. I can't tell you how many times I looked down from the press box, and it seemed like when he is out there, it's just different. Defenses just pay attention to him.
Yeah, and he's one of the best in the game right now, so when he's out there, it makes a big difference. And he had two pretty important catches yesterday, and, you know, those explosive plays in a passing game, and his ability to stretch the defense down the field is very important. And you know, Aaron did a great job yesterday. He's obviously feeling a lot better from, you know, the bumps and bruises, you know, that he's kind of accumulated over the course of the year. And you know, and Daniel and Fells and Hooman have, you know, really stepped into and played a very critical role in us doing some things yesterday also. So it was great to have everybody contribute.
Tom, from your perspective, the Gronk factor when he's out there, no disrespect to Fells or Hooman or any other tight ends that are there, but when he lines up, when you step under center, when you're in the shotgun, how is it different? What do you see for coverages? Can you give us an example of how it's different when he's on the field?
You know, well, he's always just a mismatch. He's got really great speed. He's got he tracks the ball really well in the air. He's got great hands. He's very tough. He's very quick in and out of his breaks. So, I mean, he does everything well. He's just, when he's out there, it's a tough mismatch for the defense. And he's got really unique skill set, and that's why he's been so productive since the day he got here. So it was great to see. Oh, sorry, guys. I am yawning a little bit today.
Butchie, I'm getting a complex. I think it's just
you
and I.
It is what it is. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Tom, you've always talked about, even touched on this last week, when defenses start clogging the middle, and I imagine they do that when Gronk is back on the field. What's it like to just sit there and watch, whether it's a safety come up, a linebacker drop down, everyone converging on Gronk, and then watching the rest of the field spread open?
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, the more attention, you know, a defense pays to one player, the less there is to the other guys. You know, in some ways, it's like basketball. You know, you only got a certain amount of guys, and you know, if you want to try to stop, you know, one guy and extra attention on one guy, there's less for everybody else, and that's what we do in football too. And you know, defenses do pay attention a lot to Wes and to Gronk, and that gives Aaron opportunities, that gives our running game opportunities, that gives Brandon Lloyd opportunities and Deion Branch opportunities, and all those guys made some important plays yesterday too. So I think that's the important thing, to be able to distribute the ball around so that when you need it the most, you know, everybody is a viable player and a viable receiver. And I thought we did a great job running the ball yesterday, which was important. We did a decent job in the passing game. So, and as a defense, we really struggled against a few weeks ago down in Miami. So, you know, our execution by no means was perfect, but you know, it was better than it was the first time we played them.
Tom, talk about the bye week in this week in particular. It seems to me it's one of the most unique weeks. You get a bye week during the regular season, but you know who your opponent is 2 weeks from then. You now know that you can play one of three teams. You don't have to prepare for the Bengals. So what's this week like? You said it before that you'll focus on yourselves this week, but are you preparing it all for one of those three teams this week? Do you not even pay attention until that games are finalized this week, coming weekend?
That's really up for Coach Belichick to decide, you know, but I'm sure there's really no defense to focus on. I think a lot of our practice will go against our own defense and individual drills and techniques and trying to get better. It's a lot of self-evaluation, and the bye week is a really important time of the year during the regular season because you kind of evaluate the things that have worked. You don't really have that luxury a lot of times at the end of the year, and for us to be able to do that again, you know, you're always so wrapped up in the course of the season with the opponents that you don't oftentimes get a chance to focus on yourself, and you know, we'll have a chance to do that this week, so that'll be important, as well as, you know, resting your, you know, mentally and physically, because there's really a mental grind to the season too, with the stress of preparation, of the stress of practice, because there is such a high expectation in practice. And when you go into practice every week, you know, I come home on Wednesday or Thursday night after practice, and I'm exhausted because the emotional energy you put out, you know, thinking and preparing and wanting to be really good at practice with the high level execution, and you know, over the course of a year, that really takes a toll as well. So that's where the mental toughness really comes in also, and our team is, you know, focused on that, made that important part of our success and our ability to move past wins and losses and still try to be at our best every week, both mentally and physically.
Tom, the three teams you could play in that divisional game would be a rematch of a game from earlier this year. What's the advantages and even subsequent disadvantages when you face a team that second time?
Well, it's going to come down, you know, there's nothing that really took place in the first game that's going to have much of an impact on the second game. I mean, it's going to have its own individual week of preparation and execution. So it's just a matter of, you know, figuring out the opponent and then putting everything we got into the week. I mean, I think that, you know, we face that playing our division opponents every year. And, you know, there's definitely more familiarity with the particular team, and it goes both ways. So, you know, to me, it always comes down to execution and not, you know, this is when you're going to trick them on this play, or it comes down to blocking and tackling and throwing and catching and running and making good decisions, and I mean, all the things that lead to winning and losing.
Speaking of running, how do you like this year's run game? The year that Ridley had, I think it was over 1,200 yards. He's been in the end zone a multiple amount of times. How do you like this your running attack this year heading into the postseason, as opposed to some years past when it hasn't? I don't think it's been as efficient.
Well, he's done a really good job. You know, Steven and Brandon Bolden, when he's in there, Brandon always seems to make yards. It's, you know, he runs really hard. He's tough to tackle. Danny Woodhead has had a phenomenal year, and he's so dependable and consistent. And Shane made a bunch of plays in there like he did yesterday. So, you know, it's four guys who have all contributed. All of them played yesterday. It's great for them to share those carries so that, you know, you get to this point in the year and you're not really relying on one player to carry the load of the whole team. In the running game, you're able to distribute to guys that you have a lot of confidence in. And with all those guys playing really well over the course of the season, it's been, you know, we get to a point where those guys are relatively, I wouldn't say fresh, but, you know, more fresh in a team that would be if they had one guy who had all those carries. So Stevens carried a big load, but, you know, he's done a great job for us, you know, and he did a great job again yesterday.
Tom, a couple final questions before we let you go. This time of year, getting into the playoffs, you've been fortunate enough to be in a great organization. You've helped make it that way. You've played in 22 playoff games. Of the 13 years you've been in the league, it's only been three times, unfortunately, that you haven't been in the playoffs at this time of year. How do you balance not taking that for granted, but also focusing on taking advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you right now?
Well, the only thing that we have is this year. There's not, you know, there's no next year. There's no last year. It's the only thing that we can take care of is, you know, what we have ahead of us, which is, you know, 2 weeks from yesterday. So, you know, it's the expectations are high around here, and, you know, I don't think we go into the season and go, man, I hope we win eight games this year. You know, we go in and we say, you know, we hope that we play well enough so we're in a good position when it comes January. So, you know, we're in a decent position. You know, I thought we're playing hard. We're playing tough. We've, you know, we won some close games. We lost some close games. And, you know, I just hope that we're, you know, still our best football's ahead of us. I really do. And, you know, we've been waiting for our guys to get healthy, and hopefully we can be healthy as we could be here in 2 weeks, and I'd love to see what that looks like when we can finally get everyone out there at one time and put our best out on the field for 60 minutes.
Tom, final question is this. What sticks out with you from yesterday? And did you get home in time to watch the Dallas game? What do you take in as a football fan outside of what's going on with you guys? It was such an amazing season. We're going to talk about it for the next 3.5 hours. There's
sure.
Cities like Chicago and the Giants who won and are not going to the playoffs. Is there one thing that sticks out with you from yesterday from around the league?
Well, I think the important thing is every game matters. And, you know, our week three loss in Arizona, or week two loss against Arizona, is a huge reason of why we're a 2 seed, not a 1 seed. Or, you know, had Houston won yesterday, we'd have been a 3 seed. So that's why you play 16 games, and every game counts. And the games at the beginning of the year count just as much as the games at the end of the year. So that's why you got to play them all. And I know there's a lot of predictions that are made after 4 games, after 8 games, after 15 games, you know, how it's going to play out. And that's why you got to play them all. And, you know, the teams that are the best, that play the most consistently, and that deserve to, you know, be in the position they're in, you know, those are the ones that make the playoffs, and those are the ones that have good seeds in the playoffs. And you look at a team like Denver, who didn't start very well, but they've won 11 straight, so they've certainly earned it. And, you know, that can be said for the NFC teams as well. So it's going to be a fun month of January. It always is. This is when the best of the best really start playing their best, and that's the exciting part for the players. And I know it's an exciting part for the fans, too. So, you know, we'll be excited when we're ready to go in there in a couple weeks.
Tom, we'll end this on a fun note, because in the opening quarter, it hit social media rapidly. You know, the networks have a lot of microphones, and I know some of the linemen sometimes get taped up. Everyone caught on one of your audibles, you'll scream out sometimes, what, Omaha? Omaha, right before the snap.
Yep.
You made one adjustment with Cougar. Cougar.
All yeah, right. That was new.
Yeah,
where you got that?
Oh, we caught the cougar part, and now the next question. So, where did cougar come from?
Well, we got plenty of ones that you know, in our repertoire. So, we keep changing them up, and you know, you need to with how close those microphones are to, you know, my mouth. So I'm talking, and everyone's pretty much hearing everything. So. From week to week, we're changing up what our communication is, and you know, that's part of the way the NFL is now. So we'll have some new stuff for you in a couple weeks.
And just make sure, just remember, the microphones are out there, so start keeping it clean, will you?
Yeah, I got to keep it more clean than what I normally do.
Tom, a happy new year to you and your family, and I'm sure you haven't looked that far ahead, or I'm not sure if you've noticed that the Super Bowl this year is on the exact same date in the exact same place as when it all started in 2001. Not sure if you'd heard that yet before.
I didn't know that, but thanks for passing that along.
All right, Tom. Happy New Year.
Okay, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you, Tom.
Bye. Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback.